Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Scribby right here.
Sunday to you. Welcome to the Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. This is Brother Timothy, a.k.a. Scribby. First of all, let me say I hope everyone had a good weekend. I hope that if you got your word today in church, that the word is still with you. You use it Sunday to Sunday. That's what the word is about. It's just not one day. I hope that if anyone was in need, I hope that someone lend a helping hand and did their job as a brother or a sister to help the next one. God is good, and this we know. I want to give a nice shout-out to the McLean family. Rest in peace to my brother, Skeenel. Love you, brother. Once again, keep strong. Know that God's will has been done. Know and understand that His will is done and that our lost ones are so much better than we are now. But to bring the spirits up and uplift us a little more right now, we have a gentleman which I had the pleasure to listen to his music all day, and it's been a blessing to me, and I really enjoy it. Young brother from Harlem, his name is Tyrone Richardson, a.k.a. G2S. And we have him in the studio tonight, and it's a pleasure, and we're going to have him come in for it. Peace, beloved. Hello?
What's up, bro?
Peace, beloved. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I feel good, brother. I won't complain either, you know, trials and tribulations, but, you know, God is good.
Yeah, of course, all the time.
So, you know, what's going on, man? I got a chance to listen to some of your music, man. Good work, brother.
Oh, man, appreciate it a whole lot, bro. Like, I just try to be an inspiration to everybody, man. It's just not the kids or the teenagers or whatever. I try to touch everybody through the music.
Yeah, I see that. You know, first things first, like, the music was good. The appeal, the feel that I got, the spirit right away was good. Like, oh, okay. You know, very, not commercial and not too commercial and not too hard. You know, it was, like, right in between, very fine line. So, that was appealing at first. And then I stopped and listened to what you were saying, and I said, wow, you know, this is what we need. And I seen a few of the accomplishments that you had, and you know, I'm proud of you, brother. The Gospel Fest and everything, North Carolina and all those different things. That's great. But what is that you're trying to do with your mission now, your musical ministry?
I'm just trying to, like, to be honest with you, man. I'm just trying to go wherever God take me. I'm really just trying to reach the people. I want to reach the streets, because, like, a lot of people get it twisted a whole lot of the time. Like, they want to save the people that's already in the church and saved. I want to reach everybody from the projects to the drug dealers, the gangbangers, the prostitutes, because that's what I come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know what it is to be going through situations like that, and that I already understand that if God could do it for me, he could do it for anybody.
Yeah, that's right, brother. And, you know, what have you always been in Christ, or, you know, was it a situation where you was forced to change your life and you found him, or, you know, what was the story?
Nah, see, my family and nobody in my household really grew up in the church per se. I started getting into the Word. I was locked up for a couple of gun charges and things like that. You know, when you facing situations like that and everybody else turned their back on you, I just started getting into the Word, man. Started opening my Bible up, reading. You know how your grandma is. She always going to pray for you. Started attending church services and things, and I just kept with it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do it when they locked up. Then when they come home, they forget everything that they've been through or whatever. But I just decided to keep with it. Been working thus far.
That's right. So, listening to your sound, you don't really, like, have a sound where I could pinpoint, like, oh, he's from here or he's from there. So why don't you tell the listeners where you from, brother?
I was born in Harlem, New York, but I really was raised in Richmond, Virginia. So I kind of got the best of both worlds, the North and the South. So.
Okay, and where you at now with your music?
Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, that's beautiful. I got a question maybe a lot of people want to ask you. Why did you choose to do rapping? What made you say, I want to rap?
My honest answer, because I can't sing. I can't sing. And plus, I was already, like, you know, when you young, everybody think they could rap anyway. So I was already doing little rap battles and things like that. But when I decided to turn my life to the Lord, I just decided to rap for him.
Okay. Do they have, like, gospel rap battles too?
Nah, not to my knowledge, nah.
Okay. So what would you say was your greatest achievement so far, beloved?
Greatest achievement so far? I know it's going to sound kind of cliche, but I just like... when I get off the stage and just looking at the tears in people's eyes and them running up to me and telling me that how much that the music had touched them and how much they was going through at that moment and how the music or how my music had helped them out and a whole lot of their life situations. Like, to me, that's what I'm in it for. like, in my opinion, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's what we're supposed to be striving for, to save souls. So.
Right. So your greatest achievement is to be able to witness your blessings to the people.
Yes, of course, of course. Just to have that feel like I did something.
So what are you doing, like, musically? Like, is there an album out? You have an album out, a whole album?
Yes, I have an album out right now. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all those on websites like that. It's entitled Savior. It has about 15 blazing tracks. It's crazy, too.
Okay. Wow. And what's your favorite track on there?
Because You Love Me.
Because You Love Me?
Yeah, Because You Love Me. It's featuring a female out of Richmond, Virginia herself. Her name is Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Do we got that one?
I don't know.
We don't have that one. You didn't send us that one, beloved.
Okay, I wish I would have sent it.
Well, you know, like, I like to hear what you think you like the most, you know, not what the, you know, anybody else. Yeah, but I want to get into one of your songs, man, like, that, as you said, that song, Savior, I really like that. Like you
appreciate
said,
it.
Remix, you know, who did the remix?
The remix was somebody, once again, from Richmond, Virginia, goes by the name of Zoom Digital. He's a crazy producer. He did about, I want to say, like 70% of the album. Man, that man crazy with the beats, crazy with the engineer work. That man going places.
Okay, that's good. And what's his name again for the people in case they didn't hear it?
Zem Digital.
And they can find him where?
Just hit him up. You could either Google him. It should, all his info should pop up. Or Twitter, Facebook, everything is on Zem Digital. Zim Digital.
Okay, Zim Digital. Thank you, beloved. Right now, you know, if you would, brother, would you introduce your song Savior to the people?
Yeah, of course. Alright, what's happening, everybody, man? This is G2S, Savior Future, and Pope Andre.
Do it. hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Yeah. Who made the sun? Huh? Who made the moon? Huh? Who made the stars? Huh? Who coming soon? Huh? No better feeling than to know that I know him. His light inside me shining and glowing, my cup overflowing with joy. His grace and mercy is abundant, so I'm overcoming. I'm focused on the Lord, I love him, there's no one above him. The King of Kings lives inside of me, he made me a king. Greater is he, I thank God that he gave me eyes to see. Reality gets realer when the Holy Spirit fills him. I see the bigger picture as I read the living scriptures. I'm forever a witness, I'm forever forgiven. Under his feathers, I'm with him until the very end.
West.
Yep.
That's fire, homie.
Appreciate you, bro.
It's real fire, homie. Who you said was singing on that hook?
Pope Andre. And it is also featuring a group out here called The Twins. That was the remix, too, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was real good, brother. That's what we need. We definitely will have that on rotation through all our shows during the week and on my show.
Man, appreciate that a whole lot. That's it.
You know, we got 65,000 listeners, so, you know, you reach one, that's what the word is about.
Amen.
So tell me what inspired you with that song right there.
Like I said, that's the remix, but Savior, the original is kind of just like the remix, All I Need Is You. I don't need no one else because you're my Savior. It's really, like, self-explanatory, like, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of your trials and tribulations, you just got to keep your head up to the sky and just know that he's going to bring you out.
Yes, sir. No, that's right. What I wanted to ask you was, you don't sound like you're too old. Like, you sound you're young.
How
old are you?
30.
30 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still growing, and, you know, and that's good because you have, and I can hear it in your voice that you've been through something, you know?
Yeah, cause.
Show how old you were, because it really doesn't matter how old you are nowadays to have been through something that has been life-changing and, you know, a crossroad in your life.
Yeah,
cool. We're talking about you had a little trouble when you were coming up and you were messing with gangs or anything. Is it something that you could say right now to any gangs that might be listening, any gang members? Like, I know Crips and I know Bloods that's listening right now to my show as well. Was there anything that you could say to them, you know, that they could walk with and feel encouraged with?
Only thing I could say to them is it don't lead to nothing but a whole lot of death and a whole lot of jail time, man. Like, only I can say is get out while you can, turn your life around, do something with your life. Like, you don't have to be the toughest or the hardest out or anything like that, because they ain't going to get you nowhere. Like, just continue to, and don't never worry about what none of your people's going to say, none of your homeboys or none of that, because at the end of the day, you got to look out for yourself. You got to do what's right for you. You got to go with your feelings, so. Just continue to live for yourself, live for Christ. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And how long did it take you, brother? Did it happen overnight, or has this been an ongoing process to get, you know, where you are right now?
Yeah, man, it's still going on right now. To be honest, it could be hard. It could be real tough, especially when you have a whole lot of negative influences around you. But it gets easier as time progresses.
So are you signed to a label right now?
Yeah, I just signed maybe about 3 weeks ago to a new label called Multi Platinum Records Entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm blessed with the opportunity to be on that label, so they're doing a lot of big things for me. Like, they're real professional over there, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the movement.
On behalf of GQ Radio and Crossroad Temple Gospel Show, brother, we congratulate you, King.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So, you know, we wish you the best and hope that, you know, you strive for the best. And remember now, you know, you got the flag now, homies, but they watching you. So, you know, represent God well, represent his word well. So wherever you go, you'll let people see it in your word and in your eye that feel no shame, you know, as you are and praise God with me.
Appreciate those words of encouragement, too.
Oh, man, yes, sir, brother. You know, I know the plight of trying to be where you want to be, you know, but, you know, it's just not happening the way you want it to happen.
Yeah.
I feel your spirit is up and you're glad to be where you are right now. And, you know, just being grateful is part of receiving your blessing and receiving more after this one. You know, so
yeah,
I hear the humility of your voice, and, you know, that's a good thing. But what would you categorize, you know, because I've heard some gospel where it almost seemed like it was gangster gospel for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
And it was very real street, but it was still gospel. You know, what would you categorize your gospel as?
I have this question a whole lot, too. It's crazy because, like, you just got finished saying, no disrespect to no other gospel artists or not like that, but it's a lot of gospel rappers that it's not really gospel rap. They just talk about the positive, you know what I'm saying? With my music, I try to put the word in there. I try to always uplift, and I try to use scripture in all my music. So that's why a whole lot of the older people in their 50s and 60s can relate to the music.
Yes, sir. That's right. And you know, and some would consider that a difference, you know, between the two. You know, like you're teaching, you know, as you the word of the Bible, and you're teaching little brothers and sisters that fall in love with you as a person in your music, and then they start saying, well, what is Isaiah 54:17? You know what I mean? Like that specific text in the book in the Bible is tatted on my back permanently. So, you know, it's real, man, and that's deep, man. You know, that's deep, and that is a difference when you say some brothers talking positive, but you're speaking the word, and that's what we need. We need the words, you know, no matter how we get it, if it's through singing or preaching or rapping, you got to get the word to these kids because it's very vital and it's serious out here right now.
Of course. And plus, we live in a hip-hop generation, a hip-hop world. So what better way to reach the young kids or the teenagers than through rap music?
That's right. That's right. Whether we get them with the music first and they listen to the words later, or we have to be fortunate and get them with both at the same time. But either way, it's about reaching someone, you know?
Of course.
That's right, you know, and I just encourage you to, you know, stay in control of your life while others help you and guide you along the way, and, you know, always look for a way to help yourself as well. Never, you know, leave your future and your life in someone else's hands. You know, you understand?
Yeah, appreciate that once again.
And, you know, that's just security, and that's just love from one blood to another, man. You know, always be prepared and always be ready to take control of your life, you know? No matter what it is, man, and God has already shown you from the things that you've done that you can take control. You'll be real good. That's why he's put you in the hands with the platinum records. You know, this is just a chance to shine and let everybody see you, man. And, you know, is your mother and your father still alive?
Yeah, my mother. Oh, yeah, I just want to tell the listeners to try to keep my mother in prayer, whatever she in ICU. She had to get some tumors removed. She ain't doing too good, so.
Oh, man, okay. We definitely will pray for your moms. Well, you know, let's just stop dropping. Do that right now, man. What's your mother's last name? What is mom's name?
Victoria Richardson.
Victoria Richardson. Okay, brother, let's just take a second, you know, and a moment of silence and pray for Miss Victoria Richardson. Father, we ask that you come down to us again and bless Sister Victoria Richardson, Father. We ask that you send all the angels down and surround her and pour blessings all over her, Father, and rebuke that devil back to the pits of hell, Father. We ask that she just become one again and healthy and wealthy, Father, that she will return home to her loved ones and continue the life of teaching and nourishing us, Father, and taking care of her loved ones, Father. Father, we know that you love her, and we know that she loves you, and we know that you understand what's going on right now, Father. So we ask you to touch the mind, the eyes, and the hands of the doctors that are in control of what's going on right now, Father. And we ask you to touch the hearts of her son, G2S. And we ask that you bless his family members and all those that are close, and give them the understanding that your will be done, Father. And as long as they continue to pray and have faith in you, that your will be done, and they will see the miracles that you have done and will do in Victoria's life, Father. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you've given the young brother, and we ask that you continue to give him more and stay along him through his path, Father, musically, that he sends your word to the youth, Father. We ask that you continue to make him a pillar in his community, Father, and give him the right words to say and the right inspiration to give to the people that look up to him, Father. Father, as we thank you for today, we also thank you in advance for your blessings tomorrow. We ask that you continue to go to Victoria Richardson right now, Father, and let her know that she is loved and she is being prayed by 65,000 people right now, Father. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Appreciate that a whole lot, bro.
That's no doubt, man. Oh, mom is all we got, baby. I know you got another song. It's called Well Done.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something song before we get into it?
Well Done, it just... we was actually, before I recorded that song, I was in a church service, and the only thing my pastor kept on saying, well, the topic was Well Done. How you walk up to Christ and you just be like, well done, a good and faithful servant. So I just came up with the hook, or rather he gave me the hook while I was actually in the service. I ran straight to the studio and recorded it, so.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's a beautiful song. I like that. And was someone else on that song with you?
Nah, it's just me by myself.
And who did the production? Digital?
A group called The Twins out of Richmond, VA.
Hey, The Twins. All right, and how can they find The Twins, you know? Give them a shout-out, big them up, too, you know what I mean?
The Twins, I want to say their Twitter is D-A-Twins with a Z. The Facebook is The Twins. I think everything else is the same, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So, I mean, wow. I didn't even ask you this. I'm sure, you know, we need to ask you this one because I'm sure people are wondering. What's the name of your church, brother? Where do you attend, you know?
The New Deliverance Tabernacle here in Richmond, Virginia, off of Hall Street and Turner Road. Vincent L. Mendenhall is the pastor. That man, powerful.
Say his name again.
Vincent L. Mendenhall.
Okay, all right. And does your church have a website or anything where we can check?
Yeah, it's on. Just type in The New Deliverance Tabernacle. And everything should pop up.
Okay, all right. Well, .com or .net, anything like that?
.com.
.com, okay. Right, so what are you doing, like, right now? Are you, any shows coming up? Anything people could, like, look forward to seeing? You streaming anything?
I'm thinking about shooting another video soon. I have a couple videos out right now. I think I have a TV interview coming up on Thursday. It's the Richmond station, though, so I'm not too sure that anybody else in the world will be able to see it right away. I know Richmond can see it. And I'm opening up for a play called Man at the Crossroads sometime in June.
Okay.
Sometime in June.
What's that
anything
about?
Else that's going on? I don't even have my schedule in front of me, so...
Where's that play
going to
be at?
I want to say Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay. All right. So, like, do you have a website so when you get, you know, more secure information, they'll be able to go to your website and see exactly what you're doing and follow you better?
Yeah, it's on www.g2sofficialwebsite.com.
Okay.
It'll show all my... information.
I'm a little slower for the people, brother.
Say it again.
Say that again one more time, just a little slower for the people in case someone's writing that down.
www.g2sofficialwebsite.com.
That's good. Do you got a Facebook site they can go to, a Facebook page?
G2S.
That's it, just D2S and they'll see you?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
The Twitter is at Goon to Saint, G-O-O-N, 2, S-A-I-N-T, no space in between.
Okay, say that one more time.
G-O-O-N, 2, S-A-I-N-T.
Okay, and that's Twitter, yes?
Yes.
Right, you have a, you want anything on Reverb Nation, CD, Dot Piff, anything like that?
Nah, not at the moment.
You see, because, you know, that's that R&B and the hip-hop site and everything, too, but you got to infiltrate that site, too, Dot Piff. Start bringing the Lord to that site, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even the hip-hop brothers that's in the streets and they claiming this hardcore hip-hop, they love the Lord, too, you know, and, you know, see how much they embrace you with that, but, you know, no doors are blocking you from going there, so why not go there?
Yeah, of course. You ain't even the first person that told me that, so I'm gonna take your advice on that.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, definitely. Come on. You know, that's like a Reese's Pieces, man. Chocolate and peanut butter, they mix. So
yeah.
Go ahead and mix the Lord with everything. You know we listening. You know, listen to gospel now. Gospel sound like R&B hip-hop.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
You know what I mean? So why won't you just step on the other side for a minute like, hey, y'all. And you'd be surprised, brother. You know what I mean? You know, have the faith of a mustard seed. You know what I mean? You'd be surprised.
Sure indeed, bro.
Yeah, man. So, what sites? Are there any other sites that you're playing on that people could tune on their computers and, you know, listen to you constantly all day, all night?
You really could just log on to YouTube and see. I got about 4 videos up there. Got some songs out there. Other than that, everything else, to my knowledge, is iTunes, Amazon, and all those other sites for the album and stuff. So
what's your YouTube page? What's the name of that site?
Goon to Saint.
Goon to Saint. How many videos you said you have up there?
It's about 4 up there.
Okay, that's good. You're gonna check that, man. You know, I hope you got your pens out and wrote that down. But the music that we got tonight and the first song we heard was already a blessing, and please believe there's more. You know, Brother Tyrone Richardson, a.k.a. D2S, is who's in the house tonight, our studio guest, and he's representing the Lord with his musical ministry, and the brother sounds positive and the energy is good from his spirit. I feel it, and I'm very proud of him and the thing that he's accomplished already. You know, first things first, brother, you know, you speak well.
Oh, appreciate it. Man, to be honest with you, I just learned to.
Yeah, it's okay, though. You know what I mean? We all from the streets. You know, there's things that happen. I still got to catch myself 1,000 times. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, sometimes, you know, like he said, you really got to come as you are and just praise his name. And people will accept you for who you are, even though, you know, we know proper etiquette and certain things and, you know, when to do what and how to do what, you know. Speak well, brother. You know, if nobody told you, like, you don't, you don't sound stuck. You don't sound like you don't know what to say about yourself or what it is that you're doing. And you know, that's a first point for you right there with me.
Appreciate that.
That's tough. We want to get into this next song you got called "Well Done." It's a beautiful song as well. And as you said, the pastor inspired you. So why don't you introduce this song and get a dedication with it as well.
Alright, man, this is G2S, a.k.a. Goon the Saint. The title of this song is called "Well Done." Shout out to my pastor, Vincent L. Mendenhall, for the inspiration. Hope y'all enjoy.
Yes, sir.
I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. When I walk through the gate, the Lord will say, say to me, well done, well done, that good and faithful servant, well done, well done, for the Lord. We stomp our feet for the Lord.
Well done.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. We sing praises unto that name, O Most High.
Well done.
So I sung unto the Lord a new song. You're worthy of it all, Father. You're always on time.
Well done.
For a day in our course is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Lord. To be in the will and follow God.
Well done.
Fast and pray the labor as I sacrifice. I humbled as I sacrifice. Obedience is my sacrifice.
Well done.
And not to tell, I am above and not beneath. When I walk through the gate, the Lord will say to me, well done. Well done, that good and faithful servant. Well done. Well done. Finish the race. Well done. Well done. Blessed with power and love and a sound mind, and not the spirit of fear, so nothing would I fear.
Well done.
Put on the armor of God. As God is for me, who could be against me? I am a soldier for the Lord.
Well done.
I follow scriptures like the Lord is my shepherd. No weapon that's formed against me, with God in me, I could do all things.
Well done.
The Lord of Lords and King of Kings, we bless your holy name, cause joy is what you bring. We
well done.
No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, you in control.
Well done.
I am the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above and not beneath. Devil, you under my
feet. Well done.
Through the trials and tribulations, I praise my way out. You heard my crying, wave your hand, and then you brought me
well
out.
Done.
You brought me out with my hands lifted high, my mouth filled with praise. You made a way out of nowhere.
Well done.
And not to tell, I am above and not beneath. When I walk through the gate, the Lord will say to me, well done, well done, that good and faithful servant. Well done, well done, well done, you finished the race. Well done. I am ahead and not to tell, I am above and not beneath. When I walk through the gate, the Lord will say to me, well done, well done, that good and faithful servant. Well done, well done, well done, you finished the race, now come on in.
That all day, man. I was like, yo, I like that. And my wife was like singing, well done. We was just like, okay. You know,
and hey, man. Hey, the room I'm in right now ain't even big enough for my ego, man.
Really?
No, I appreciate that a whole lot, man. That means a lot.
Hey, man, definitely. I don't know. So, you know, what is it that you're trying to do with yourself, brother? Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
I want to be the most successful gospel artist. And just touching the people, touching the kids, and just making changes in a lot of people's lives.
Okay, and if I was to ask you one question as far as your plan to getting there in 5 years, what would you say? Give me one step that you know you have to take right now to succeed in that path that you want to be at, that goal you want to make in 5 years?
Not quitting, not giving up, no matter what come my way, no matter the trial, tribulation, just got to keep on moving forward, keep on taking that leap of faith, and just believing that God has more for me.
Mm-hmm. And a drug-free life, yes?
Yeah, of course.
You gotta let these young kids that's listening know, you know, like, this is music, but this is God's word, you know. We're not drinking, we're not smoking with it, and all these different things.
Yeah, I couldn't even when I was doing regular rap back in the world or whatever, I couldn't even do that and go to the studio. Out my mind.
So do you have a family? Do you have children?
No, I don't have no kids. I'm married, though. I have a wife.
Shout your wife out, brother.
Say it again.
Shout your wife out. Give her a hello on the air.
Shout out to my beautiful wife, Jamila Richardson. She fine too.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Anybody else you want to shout out, you know?
Let's see. Shout out to my Trey family. Shout out the whole Multi Platinum Records family. Mr. Quinn. Shout out my manager, Chill Will. Shout out Ernest Porter. The whole Richmond, Virginia. The whole movement, man. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to you having me on the show.
All right, you're welcome, beloved. Thank you, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here, to have people listen to you and get your word and understand where you're coming from and where you are now. And it's all from a straight walk with God.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man, that's a beautiful thing. So, what artists that's out right now, are you really interested in working with someone that you really want to reach out to?
The person that I want to work with the most is probably Dietrich Head. Probably Dietrich Head. And I used to watch that show, The Preachers of L.A., and he seemed like me. Like, he just real. You know what I'm saying? Because a whole lot of the times the people get it misconstrued just because we gospel artists or whatever the case may be, that we're not supposed to have human emotions. You know what I'm saying? He just seemed like he real. He gonna, you know what I'm saying, he gonna tell it how it is in a respectable way, of course, with, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the realness.
Right. What about like guys like The Truth and Beautiful Eulogy, those guys?
Yeah, of course. And what's his name? Lecrae as well. Lecrae
right.
Spitting too. Yeah, Lecrae be going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to reach out to him yet?
Nah, honestly, nah. No. Hopefully sometime in the near future, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's never hard. Like, these people are not. They're behind steel walls, brother. You know, they're very approachable, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Right, and that's when I said, like, you know, how you... you know, help yourself while others are helping you. You know, you take your videos and send them to their Twitter pages and send them to their YouTube pages. Like, let them say, who's this? What's this? Like, you know, introduce yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you right about that.
Yeah, a lot of kids say hello, you know what I mean? And then you just stand out of the crowd. Like they said, millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Cool.
You might be that one in a million that made it, brother, and he'd be like, oh, I was just scrolling through my page, and I saw this kid named G2S, and I said, let me look, and bang, here you are.
Yeah, you're 1,000% correct about that. Like, I'm definitely listening to everything that you're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hustle, man. That's the hustle.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you home besides push-ups and pull-ups, you know what I mean, and writing on your music, like, you know, promote yourself, man. That's what God is telling you. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah, true indeed. True indeed.
Well, you know, put that work in, homie, you know what I mean? And watch how you prosper and blossom, you know? It's a beautiful
true
thing.
Indeed. True indeed.
Yeah, so if somebody needed to hire you for a gig or a concert, who would they have to contact? Any contact numbers?
Yeah, you could contact my manager, Chill Will, Mr. Simmons. Hold up, I'm looking through my phone right now to get the number.
Hey, take your time, don't rush.
The number is area code 252-312-9780. That's Chill Will, Mr. Simmons.
Give it to him one more time, brother, in case they were stumbling for that pin.
252-312-9780, Mr. Simmons.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Just tuning in, this is Crossroad Temple Gospel Shows. We have the brother G2S here, definitely a God chosen vessel. The brothers can catch him at Goon Tooth Saint 1 right now. He's the one we're listening to. He's the one that inspired us for this whole hour tonight. If you missed it, you can tune in every day. Just go back to our site, GQ Radio, you know, Gospel Crossroad Gospel Temple, and you can hear this show over and over up until next Sunday. It was a blessing, and I'm sure that if you have to rewind and hear it for the first time or the second time, it'll be a blessing again. This is gospel rap. This is something that's real big right now. It's bigger than you ever known. It's selling out stadiums, 80,000, 100,000 people. Young brothers spreading the word, the gospel word, are living well, and they're living well in the righteous manner, and they're walking the right path, and their staff is heavy. So, you know, G2S is one of these brothers that came across us, and we're blessed to have him come tonight. And 65,000 listeners, kid, you heard me? They listening to you. They heard your music, and they can hear it all week. And just not all week. We're going to play this and rotate all your music, you know, week after week after week. Or if you got some new stuff, you just get back in contact with us, and you slide it to us, then we'll be playing that as well, King.
Appreciate that a whole lot, man. That's a true blessing. I'm going to definitely send you that Because You Love Me song I was talking about.
Yeah, you got to do that, man. You definitely got to do that. And, you know, just, you know, like I said, my name is Scribby. Me, Brother Timothy. But, you know, have your management or whatever, you know, call GQ Radio, ask for Scribby. And, you know, they'll give you my information and we can get even closer musically because I produce, I sing as well. And, you know, what you're doing is beautiful. And I'd like to add on and see, you know, how that would sound if I can get you on some of my stuff.
Oh, man, word. That's, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I knew you sing a little bit. You were just singing about the Million Man or whatever.
Yeah, Millions Didn't Make It, brother. You should play that on YouTube. It's by The Whinings. It's called Millions Didn't Make It. When you hear that song, it'll make you cry, you know what I mean? It'll definitely heal your spirit, what you're going through right now with your mother, man. It's Vicky Richardson.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's tough on me, but yeah. I know she a trooper. She a soldier, man, so just got to keep that faith. I know Jesus going to heal her.
That's right. Now, you heard what I said. The name of the group is The Whinings, right? You heard of The Whinings?
Yes. Yeah, I heard of them.
Okay, and you go to YouTube and you type in Millions Didn't Make It, and you're going to say, wow, Scribby told me last night to play that song, and you'll never forget it. You'll play it all the time. Trust me.
You realize
how he chose you amongst many, you know what I mean? Millions, they say many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah.
You was part of the few, cuz.
It's an honor, man. Blessing. You part of that few as well. You part of the few as well, man. You doing some big things, man. Like I said, I appreciate you for all your encouraging words that you gave me tonight. Appreciate you for having me on the show, man. Just keep on doing what you're doing as well.
Yeah, brother. And, you know, I mean, I've come a long way, but I just never shared with you. I just dropped jewels on you tonight, but I never shared with you that I've been there, I've done it as well, you know what I mean? I've been shot over 7 times, King, you know what I mean? I was paralyzed, you know what I mean? And I run and do everything right now, but, you know, God's been good with me, you know, and I did a lot of state prison time, and I know what it's like to be locked in for 23 hours a day. You know, I understand all those movements. I've been there, I did it, you know, and God's been good to me, so anytime I get a chance to shed light on my little brothers, my younger brothers in Christ, in the hood, I give it to them as I gave it to you.
Well, that's a wonderful thing that you're doing too, bro, real tough.
I'm trying, man, and if you know anybody in your community, anybody in your church that got 2 or 3 songs and they trying to get their word out, tell them, yeah, I know where you could go. I got 65,000 people that are listening to you, and you call us and you contact me, you ask for Scribby, and that's how we'll work that, King. We'll get them on the air as well and just spread this word, you know what I mean?
Word, man. I know a lot of people going to be excited to hear that.
Yeah, man. That's word is bond. Like, that's a pass I just put in your pocket. So when you hit the streets tonight, tomorrow, when you hit the phone, whatever, let them know, listen, I got a place we could play this music at. Scribby said, send it.
Word. Definitely.
You know what I mean? And as long as it ain't, you know, as long as it's well produced and it don't sound like trash on the radio because of the production, you know what I mean, we gonna play it. Like, you know what I mean, just make sure the music is produced right and the vocals is clear so the people can understand, you know.
Definitely.
So listen, right, we got another song you sent us. It's called You Choose Me.
Yeah, You Chose Me. Yeah,
You Chose Me.
That was actually featuring a young lady by the name of Bev Zemir. She got crazy vocals, man. She sounds like an angel.
Wow, wow, man. Say her name again for the people.
Bev Zemir.
She spelled that, do you know?
I have no idea.
That's good. You know, well, people will check it out, you know, because the song is here. We have it. Y'all can contact us at, at Crossroad Temple Gospel Radio Show, GQ Palace Radio, and, you know, we have all the music by the brother G2S, and we'll show you how to get it if you missed the information tonight. But right now, we're going to get his song called You Chose Me by G2S.
You chose me, yeah, you chose me.
said you got on that album?
I said 15, but it's 13. I got two skits on there, so altogether it's 15. Blessed, uplifting, blazing tracks, crazy beats, crazy vocals, and just uplifting.
That's right. And who's on the album that we could be looking forward to hear?
Bezamir, Andre Pope. He another song artist too. I forgot the name of the label, but Andre Pope going crazy too. I mean, he just shot another. He actually a circular artist, but me and him came up together musically, so I definitely have no problem working with no circular artist. Like, I'm not going to tell nobody that they can't praise God or whatever, so. The Twins, of course, Zim Digital, Samantha Bailey, Tiffany, and anybody else that I forgot, I apologize.
Anybody at the job you might want to shout out or something?
Say it one more time.
Anybody at the job you might want to shout out?
And a shout out to, man, a shout out to everybody. Everybody.
Like, bless the world, King. That's what you do. Oh, man. Listen, man, it was a blessing, man. We thank you for coming through.
Man, it was an honor, man. Thank you for having me here. I enjoyed your show, man. Real talk.
We enjoyed you, homie. This is what I want to say to you, man. We got, like, maybe two and a half minutes left before we get off the air. I want you to promote yourself, promote what it is you do, what you want the people to receive. You know, sell yourself right now, brother. This is it. This is your moment to tell 65,000 people why they need to go get your album.
Okay. G2S, a.k.a. Mr. Goon the Saint. Just trying to bless the world, man, through uplifting music, man. Like, if you tired of that watered-down stuff, everything that they play on the radio sound like the same thing, man. Go get my album, iTunes, entitled Savior. Man, I promise you, if it don't be a blessing to you, man, then, hey, I don't know what to tell you, man. I promise you, you're going to be blessed by the whole 15 tracks.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, you heard it from G2S itself, you know. Go get it. You will be blessed. Like I said, y'all can tune into this show every night. You know, y'all can hit my Facebook page, Timmy Scribby Hunter. You can hit the link every day and just keep hearing the show over and over because the songs were a blessing. Or you can go to GQ Palace Radio, hit the site there, Crossroad Temple Gospel Show, hit it. You can hear it all week up until next Sunday, all night, all day. So, please, people, just enjoy it, man. G2S, the whole family from GQ Palace, you know, we send our blessings to your mother. You know, we hope that she gets well soon. We hope that the angels surround her with a hedge of mercy and grace and continue to bless her, you know, and bring her home safe to you, man, once again, King.
Appreciate that a whole lot, man. I know next time I talk to you, I'm going to tell you she up and running.
You know, that's definitely in our prayers from this day on. And you know, like I said, man, if you can go to my YouTube page, to my Facebook page, Scribby, S-C-R-I-B-B-Y.
Spell it one more time.
S-C-R-I-B-B-Y.
B-B-Y?
B-B-Y. Y as in yes.
Okay, I got you.
Scribby Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. And you know, you see what it is. You see the music there and everything. And, you know, you can stay in touch with me, King, and you know, we make some things happen, man. You know, some beautiful things.
Yeah, of course, y'all. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind doing that track with you, neither.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, like I said, you know, from this point on, you know, you go outside and spread the word. If your music is right, if your word is right, give it to me. You know, I got a brother that's willing to, you know, give us a platform to let the world hear our music, you know?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, G2S. To us.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I had lost you for a minute. It's not quiet for a minute. You doing any mixtapes, brother?
Yeah, my first little release was a mixtape. But I ain't never, you know what I'm saying, I just played with it. I just put it out in the street, like selling it out the trunk of the car. You know how that go.
Yeah, yeah. And then how did the people receive it?
They received it good. They received it real good. I was actually shocked. That's the first time I, you know what I'm saying, put out any type of positive music or whatever. So it was a good reception.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that, like I was telling you, brother, that's what you do. Take that. Throw it on Dot Piss. Throw it on Reverb Nation. You know what I mean? Throw it out there. You know, let the world hear it now. It's a different platform now. We could do a little better than Out the Trunk now.
Yeah, true indeed. True indeed. I'm about to we still on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're about to go now, though. My producer just hit me. We're about to be gone. Yo, man, we just thank you, King. You know, we wish the blessings to you, to your family, to your career, you know, your path, spreading the word. You know, we're very proud of you. You know, we hope that we can connect again. Like, I hope you took down the right information so, you know, we can even talk tomorrow, King, you know, and continue to spread his word, you know, through the ministry.
That's what I was going to say, too. I was about to say I'm going to hit you up on Facebook in a second.
Yeah, yeah, please do that, King, you know. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, the brother G2S, a.k.a. Tyrone Richardson, you know, gospel rapper. The album's called Savior. It's crazy. You got to go get it on iTunes. Check him on YouTube, G2S. You see all his official videos. It's been a blessing, man. We thank you for coming through. You know, speak to you.
I pray for my